We'll go to, I'm going to go a little bit out of order. We'll go to the item number 8 and then item number 22.
Item number 8 is resolution authorizing the renewal of the Milwaukee County's membership of the Wisconsin County's Association. It is also being referred to the Committee on Intergovernmental Relations.
I'll pass the gavel to Chairman Cohen.
Does any supervisor have comments to make on this, Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm offering this resolution so that Milwaukee County can again become a member of the Wisconsin Counties Association. The Wisconsin Counties Association is a body whose main focus is to make sure that lawmakers understand what the counties need. And I believe that if we are to join the since we left membership in February, of the Wisconsin Counties Association, that it would be well within our interest to put forward our agendas, to put forward our issues, to have us participate in the forming of resolutions for the annual conference, that we in turn have the opportunity to host the annual conference. Last time that happened was in 2010. And during that time, a lot of dollars came to Milwaukee because a good number of supervisors, for a good number of supervisors, instead of going to the National Association of Counties Conference, they will go to the Wisconsin Counties Association Conference and be here and have a great time, spend some money, and our economy benefits from such. So the cost to renew the membership would be $21,115, which is far less than the $42,230 that Milwaukee County tends to pay annually. We are in May, almost in June, so we are approaching half of the term, and so it seems that such an allotment is appropriate with respect to dues. The county board, the previous county board chairman, Chairman Holloway, worked diligently to get a second approved seat for the Wisconsin Counties Association Board of Directors. He worked diligently for that to happen, and the board did approve of such. So the chairperson of the Milwaukee County Board is given a seat, and we also have a second seat on that 24-person body that has been allotted to us. And if we're not participating as members of Wisconsin County Association, we therefore cannot offer our issues, participation on steering committees. Steering committees, I think there's 7 or 8 steering committees that county board members and even staff could become a member of so that they could, working within their particular professions and disciplines, give information to forward what needs to be done in Milwaukee County. So I move approval of the resolution, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think a new start is probably warranted, so I am inclined to support Supervisor Johnson and our chairwoman. I think with a new chairwoman, there's an opportunity for us to get a new start. I'm hopeful that perhaps a new approach can be taken with this organization. I did attend the 2010 convention, and sometimes it's really a different world when you step from a large metro area such as Milwaukee County and see the issues and concerns across the state, although that's not a negative thing. It's a good thing for us to understand that. And I do hope that the new chairwoman and the representatives for us will make this a new start. Now, the one question I do have is the issue of the fiscal note. We are taking this from the contingency fund.
Yes.
And I guess it's a question that I have. I would think this is normally paid for within the county board or unit. Am I correct in that? And
Mr.
I
Chairman.
Would
yes.
hope that this $21,000, even though we are taking it out of contingency under the terms of your resolution, and maybe Mr. Cady can help me with this piece, I would hope that there is a surplus within the org unit of the budget that will, in some ways, you know, fall to the bottom line as we take this $21,000 out of contingency. Am I correct in that assumption?
Do you have any?
Mr. Chairman, you talk about a surplus. Are you talking about a surplus countywide? Or are you talking about a surplus in ORC 1000?
In the county board, is that 1000 the ORC unit under the county board?
Mr. Chairman, I have not seen a first quarter report for ORC 1000 projecting what its surplus deficit would be for the first year. I can say in past years, the county board has returned significant amounts of money to the county's bottom line.
I guess the reason I was making the assumption is we've had some vacancies here, and it seems that we are moving towards another surplus year. So I would just make that note, and even though it looks like it's coming out of a contingency, which is really thin, and Mr. Campbell's and I talked about the very thin contingency that we have, I'm expecting that if this had been properly budgeted from the beginning within the org unit of the county board, this would have been covered. So that's my assumption. I'm going to go forward with that. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Chairman. I had a similar concern about you know, $21,000. We're like, we're nitpicking, you know, but we're supposed to watch everything, and it should come out of the right org unit. And I think we have to guard our contingency fund. However, for some of the comments made, I've been involved in Milwaukee County as intergovernmental chair in the last term, and I'm happy to see Supervisor calling that position off because of the context he has, because I think there is a synergy here with Milwaukee counties and working with our state legislators. You know, we can't have the, I don't believe, the largest county in Milwaukee not be represented on the Milwaukee County Association. It's just the reality of things. We're not going to be in concert on many things. Sometimes they don't support some of our issues. Let's face it, we all know if you've experienced working in the legislature, it's very difficult to get things from Milwaukee County. We're outvoted by the rest of the state, particularly the north and the west. And it's just something we have to keep working on. But if we just kind of throw up our hands and say, well, you know, we need to work together more with municipalities that would be more in line with us, like Kenosha and Racine, or metropolitan areas, so we can work on issues there. And I agree with the new board, the new chairwoman here, that we need a fresh start here. We need representation with Supervisor Johnson. I know it before, but he has done a very good job for us. He's been involved in these committees. We need representation in Milwaukee County to make sure our voice is heard, or else it won't be heard. We don't have much standing, I think, if we don't join, and I think it hurts our relationship with outside Milwaukee County legislators, us not being there, too. So I think it's smart politics. It's necessary for us to have our voice there, and I think what gets wrong representation there going into the future. So I would agree and go along with that recommendation, Supervisor Johnson. Thank you.
Supervisor Haas and Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I share the stated concerns about where this money would be coming from. The contingency fund, for the benefit of our new supervisors, new colleagues, was just, I believe, $1 million in the 2012 budget. Awfully slim, uncomfortably slim to me. That said, this is something we need to consider, of course, as we're doing now. Moreover, I am interested in the rejoining of the Wisconsin Counties Association, of Milwaukee County rejoining the Wisconsin Counties Association. I feel it is in our best interests, for if we do not try to make our needs heard and our interests heard and acknowledged, then we already have given up any opportunity of having them seen, acknowledged, or better yet, acted on. I have been pursuing a regional approach. That is to say, I represent the 14th district. My interests lie beyond its borders. It helps that General Mitchell Field is in my district. The airport has a much greater reach than just Milwaukee County. We reach into northern Illinois, the Fox Valley, Benton County. This is, I think, in keeping with that regional approach. We need to look beyond our borders, look horizontally across governments as well. I appreciate the chair's presence as a state legislator. I believe that will help us as well. With that, I support this amendment, and I urge your passage. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Did you want to respond to that, Mr. Cady?
Point of information, Mr. Chairman. The appropriation for contingencies this year is budgeted at $1,550,000. The county executive had recommended the 2012 appropriation contingencies at $1 million. The Committee on Finance and Audit added $550,000 to that amount last fall.
Okay. Did you want to respond to that?
I have a piggyback question.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought that we had done a set-aside for WCA in the hopes that we would work out our differences with them.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I believe that there was an amendment that was offered to do that was not approved.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I view the contingency fund as something akin to a household rainy day fund or a savings account. And under most circumstances, I would be very hesitant to tap into it for something akin to a professional association. However, this county and this county board has a very negative reputation. I believe that we are seen as the laughing stock of the state of Wisconsin in many ways. And I think that with a newly composed board, some changes within the county and a new chairwoman that has a mission of rebranding our board and moving forward in partnership with the rest of the state, it is very important to use money from the contingency fund, if that's where it has to come from, to rejoin this organization, and I intend to support it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I know I'm not supposed to make any arguments from the chair, but I just want to make one comment, that if people think the Wisconsin Counties Association is going to be real responsive to Milwaukee County,
yeah,
boy, I could think of a lot better uses to spend this money on, I think, but I do kind of buy the argument that, you know, with the new chairwoman, with the new board, that maybe we can enhance our reputation, but they have never been supportive of urban counties,
right.
Milwaukee County
Thank
in particular,
you.
And I don't expect that to change.
Right.
But I think we should think about looking at this on an annual basis and not just say this is going to be our position, because they are not going to. I would be very surprised if they're responsive to us.
Thank you.
I guess
I have the chair. Thank you.
Yes. Attention, you have the chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Any other comments, please?
I have a comment.
Okay, Supervisor West and Supervisor Alexander, please.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to say publicly that I don't believe that Milwaukee's a laughing stock of the state. What I do believe is that we are underappreciated as the economic engine of the state and is also as the head of tourism for the state. And, you know, the issue that I had and probably will continue to have with WCA is that my colleague Supervisor Collins pointed out, is that they don't seem to pay attention to Milwaukee County. I remember specifically working on income maintenance and having WCA say to me, well, it doesn't matter, that they're only doing it to you, and meaning Milwaukee County. So they're only doing it to you, so therefore we don't feel like we need to be involved. And I believe that's the first and probably last time I've ever screamed in the rotunda in Madison, because I couldn't believe that somebody that we are actually paying for their services would sit there and to my face tell me that it was only Milwaukee County and therefore it wasn't a huge issue. The issue that we've had is that issue is the fact that, you know, we are kind of an island. So we are not rural. When I go to the conferences, I've often been disappointed because there's a lot of things about farming, there's a lot of things about irrigation, there's a lot of things about things that I have A, no knowledge of, and B, need no knowledge of. You know, the same thing with UW Extension. In other parts of the state, the counties really rely on UW Extension, and I love our UW Extension, don't get me wrong, because it is much more than just the Master Gardening Program, but I mean, in other parts of the state, it is a force to be reckoned with. And here we just don't have that relationship. We are a different body. But the even greater My even greater complaint with WCA is the diversity. There is absolutely no diversity within the staff in WCA. And how do you understand and how do you address the needs of an entire county full of people of color if you have no people of color? I mean, just one would be a significant starting point. They could create an internship program. You know, and I just really feel like we're just being ignored on every level by WCA. I'm going to agree with Supervisor Alexander that I do believe that we are a new board. I can feel the energy, much more energy than with the last board, and that's no knock on the last board because they were awesome too. But we do have a new chairwoman. We do have a new chair of finance who happens to be our number one go-to person. With WCA, I think our number two go-to person is now the chair of intergovernmental relations, which absolutely does nothing but help. And so I think we will have a better standing, hopefully, with WCA for those reasons. I also believe that us taking this hiatus and really showing WCA that we're really serious when we tell you that we're not going to be a member of your organization, we really won't. And other than not being able to have access to stuff that Harold was able to get us anyway, I really didn't feel the pinch. Other than that, I did want to attend the conference this year, and that was a little bit of a question. So I will be supporting this today. I will be supporting it because our chair is asking, and because I know that he has a relationship with WCA. If he has the confidence that this is going to be a new day with Milwaukee County and WCA, then I will 100% support him in that. I do believe it's money well spent, just even for the lobbying. But I really, I'm really looking forward to seeing a change and to, being treated like part of the team versus being treated like a redheaded stepchild. No, so no knock on redheads. Love redheads.
So. Stay on the motion. Then,
thank you.
Are you done?
I am done.
You came full circle. So.
Thank you.
Supervisor Alexander, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can appreciate it that the history with the organization has been that they don't listen to us. However, in many different forums, including today's meeting, when we discussed the legislation about the comptroller and how quickly it moved through the state, I think that for us as a board to sit and say, hey, they don't listen to us, they don't hear our voice, they don't care about what we're saying, but we don't want to be part of their organization or attempt to get along with them would be a grave mistake. So I also appreciate that this could be on a trial basis where for the remaining 6 months of 2012 we could rejoin. And like Supervisor Romo West acknowledged, the board has shown that we're serious, that we're willing to withdraw. So budget time is right around the corner. If something happens that we don't see the results that we're hoping and expecting and starting a new camaraderie with this organization, it would not be beyond us to pull out again for the long term if that's what had to come before the board. So for today, I will still support this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. On the motion from Supervisor Johnson for approval. Madam Clerk, please.
Supervisor Johnson.
Aye.
Pollard.
Aye.
From the West.
Aye.
Thursday.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 7-6.
Thank you. Supervisor.
Thank you very much.